Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise.
Hey! Dan Kelly here with the Daughter of God cast, Season 4, Choice. And this is Episode 118. Does it matter what the title is? Titles are supposed to encapsulate the episode, but I often don't know what the title is until after I write. So let's just call this Daughter of God cast, Season 4, Choice, Episode 118. So you didn't hear the title because I am not speaking clearly, or the audio cut out. Unless you're reading and then you already saw the word mumbles in parentheses like stage direction. I didn't really mumble, I did something else. Season 4 Choice is the finale, the denouement. Everything from now on is about the full manifestation of Daughter of God, the feature-length, post-apocalyptic romantic comedy, which, as you'll likely recall, is the movie we've been stewarding, cultivating, shepherding, doula-ing for the last decade plus. You may have only joined the adventure in the last year or two, or maybe just last week, but you're as important to her coming forth as I have been now. You're as important as I am now. And why is that? Because you're here. You're watching, you're listening, you're reading. This podcast is the vanguard. Daughter of God hasn't sprung forth all at once like Athena from the forehead of Zeus. Nope. She's oozing in like fog. She's fading in like dawn. In this season, she's not only coming, she comes. Will her coming be the end of the story or just another beginning? I'm leaning towards season 4 being the last season of the Daughter of God cast, FYI. The last few days have been exciting. I teamed up with Emily, who is soon to join the gang as official copy editor and literati for Dog.movie, to do 3 days of water fasting. Emily and I did 3 days of water fasting. I've done all manner of cleanses and fasts before, but my experiences with water fasting have been very limited and fuzzy. I don't remember much about them. I got fired up when Milagros sent me a Joe Rogan podcast with Dr. Rhonda Patrick, who told Joe that during fasting, our organs shrink and then reconstitute with new cells. That sounds cool. Then getting ready for the fast, I watched Dr. Joe Mercola talking to Dr. Jason Fung about his book, The Complete Guide to Fasting, Heal Your Body Through Intermittent Alternate Day and Extended Fasting, co-authored with Jimmy Moore. And Jason said, that there are stories from prisoner of war camps about dudes rereading books from memory and learning new language in a few days. That's what I'm talking about. I'm sure the Daughter of God would dig a boost in my processors. This fast coincided with phase one of a key outcome, uncomplicating Dog's financial records. This would be an ideal opportunity to test drive a keto-fueled brain. And lo, success! For 13 hours, I blissfully banged away on the keyboard, simplifying hundreds of bookkeeping entries. Probably by the time you watch this, hear it, or read it, phase one will be in the bag. For me, the key to a happy water fast is plenty of high quality water, 4 quarts or more a day. I dip mine right out of Crystal Lake, filtered through a big Berkey. I think that's better than well water, and certainly way better than chlorinated water or bottled water. But I digress. Now my plan is to charge up with the best foods and then, on the new moon, December 7th, 2018, start another water fast and zip through some of the more complicated dog mindbenders. You can water fast on the new moon too, solidarity. Along with wrapping post-production, there's business and outreach logistics that have to be handled before dog goes to festivals. More detail on all of this in future episodes. You lucky people, got that to look forward to. In episode 117, Smartphone, which was last week, Jill advised me to expand my presence on Instagram and throw caution to the wind. I have since been ramping up, and guess what? Strangers are liking me. They're following me. Jill was right. I'm going to pull out all the stops on Wilds Wizard, which is me on Instagram. That's WILDSWIZARD. But what to do about the dog.movie Instagram account, which I've pretty much allowed to kind of just go dormant. I complained to Jill about already being played out social media-wise. There are WordPress plugins to auto-post the basics from the dog.movie website to the dog.movie Instagram account, so we can keep that account alive without too much trouble. And so I'll concentrate all my magic on Wilds Wizard and keep tagging the movie's Instagram account whenever I'm into something movie-ish. So there's the latest Daughter of God news. Now, let's talk about remote viewing. The character of Uncle Joe was influenced by the book The Men Who Stare at Goats by Ron Johnson or John Ronson. I just looked it up. It's actually John Ronson, The Men Who Stare at Goats, which is all about the USA military's experimentation with creating psychic soldiers, real-life Jedi Knights. For instance, being able to see secret things with your mind or remote viewing, which according to Russell Targ is a real thing. Russell is a physicist and laser pioneer who helped develop this weirdness for the FedGov. For some reason, remote viewing popped onto my radar again, so I rewatched Russell's talk and then a brief remote viewing tutorial he gave where he taught the interviewer, Alan Steinfeld, to remote view an unusual object in Russell's pocket.
Go ahead. What do you need?
You draw with your right hand?
I do draw with my right hand.
Okay, and give you a pen.
Okay.
And the way this works is that I have an object that I've brought here for you that you've never seen. It's an interesting, unusual object that I have in my pocket.
So here, what do I do?
You want to do is close your eyes and describe the fragmentary pictures that come to view. What surprising thing pops into mind? Usually the first impressions are golden. That is, it's as though you've reached out and you've just dipped into the psychic signal. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It always makes me happy when a person says, I'm looking at this thing and it doesn't make any sense at all. I say, it's wonderful. It's perfect. It's as though you've drawn the first outline. The CIA says, it looks like you're at the right place.
Okay.
What else can you tell me? What else is happening? When I hand you this object, what additional interesting thing comes to view?
So I'm kind of picturing you handing me an object and then...
Or the object's in your hand. You can see this thing in your hand.
Okay, what will come to view?
And you say, yes, this first sketch... is not bad. We'd say you contacted the object. I'm not going to give you any clues.
Okay.
All I'm allowed to say is tell me more. What have you got over there on the left? That's very
interesting. This is kind of like a little plant image that I thought of. I mean, it just came to me, the idea that would be sort of, I don't know, it just, the image just arrived, sort
well,
of like
delightful
plant thing like that. So
now, a judge would already be able to match up my object with your drawing.
Oh, really?
So if you said, I've got to go now, that's all I have, and I pulled out six possible objects from the closet along with my object, a judge would already be able to match. And I realize that you're struggling all the way, that as you say, this isn't it, this reminds me of something, this isn't it, but you've already described my object.
I have.
Isn't that interesting?
It is to me, okay.
You'd like to see what I've got?
Yes, I would.
So you didn't have to pay me thousands of dollars for remote viewing training. And here's what I have for you.
Oh my God, yeah. It does, yeah. It's almost like that.
I decided for this episode to attempt some remote viewing myself. Emily, the water faster, copy editor, and oh, so much more, scored super high on Russell's ESP trainer app that I coaxed her into installing on her iPhone. So she was the perfect partner for this experiment. I asked her to find three objects, label them 1, 2, and 3, take pictures of them, and then send the pictures to me the next day. Then I sat down and sketched what I thought she might pick, and then after she texted that she had picked them, I remote viewed them again. I got her picks yesterday, but I haven't looked at them or compared them to my drawings yet. I'm going to reveal the results to you, unscripted, right now. Okay, so here we go. I gotta go get those papers. Here I go. Over here will be the actual picture of the actual object. So now let's bring up, again, I'm seeing these for the first time. I mean, I did forward them, but I purposely did not look at them. So this looks like some kind of a water bottle. So does that have anything to do with my picture at all? Well, sort of. I mean, there's some components to it that are similar. Yeah. Okay, so now let's go to the next one. This is number 2. Switch to 2 here. So 2 is sort of a forky tiny thing. So here's a forky tiny thing. now maybe this is a microwave, which I think it's a microwave. Maybe it's a TV. No, it looks like a microwave to me. What would I say about this microwave? Well, I'd say that it's sort of related to forky things. You might like reach a fork into your microwave after you've microwaved whatever it is. So that's sort of related. And so let's try our last one here. So this is a number three. So this is kind of interesting. Look, this is a lamp, a sort of a lamp, with a cord. And I have this sort of a, I mean, there's some properties to this lamp that are kind of maybe showing up in this sketch. You could, you know, there's the round part of the lamp and there's maybe the bulb inside. You know, I'm not necessarily seeing this object from the same angle that she did, because I'm supposed to be just seeing the object, right? I'm experiencing the object. So those are my impressions of number 3, which is actually kind of interesting. All right, so now let's look at the ones that I did after she placed these objects and texted me that she'd placed them. Let me just see, make sure we're going to order here. Okay, here's the first one. So let's make sure I'm in camera here. Hang on. Okay, there we go. So this is kind of like a space capsule. And actually, that looks a lot more like that object. Look, it has the bottle shape with the nozzle. That's pretty weird, right? And then there's like the label on it, the piece of tape, or maybe it's the label on the thing. Now, what's this? But what's this thing going on here? I don't know what that is. It doesn't really, let me just compare it to the picture here. It's weird because the orientation is even kind of close. And I don't know what that curvy thing is. That doesn't really fit, does it? Okay, so here's the next one. Again, back to the microwave, number 2. This is fun. I knew it'd be fun. All right, this is more like something you would microwave in a microwave. I think because, here's the thing. The instructions I gave Emily is no bigger than a bowling ball. And a microwave is kind of bigger than a bowling ball. So this may be why number two target is not really working so well. Or maybe there's a giant magnet inside of the microwave. That's possible too. And I'm actually seeing inside the microwave to a bowling ball shaped component or bowling ball sized component. All right, so that's the microwave. And people might, you know, they might microwave their bagel or donut. That's a possibility. Okay, so here's number three. Getting back again to the light. Now, this is just weird. So that's what I got for number three, NAB. Well, the three looks kind of like a B, I suppose. And I don't really see another N. I don't see an N shape. Well, actually, I do see N's on there. That's weird. That's weird, actually. Wait, this is kind of weird. Look at this. So on the lamp, you see those kind of funny little reflections that are sort of like tassels. And there's tassels on this. Holy weird. That's weird. And look, there's a B. That's a fucking three. That's weird. Isn't that weird? That's kind of cool. And, you know, the wavy shape doesn't really, I mean, it's obviously curvy. It's a curvy thing. Anyway, I think those are really interesting results, folks. That's fun. Yeah, remote viewing. It's fun. It's fun to explore. Who even, you know, it could just be random. I mean, I think there's probably some statistician out there who could look at what we've done here and say,
okay, well, the odds of you drawing those objects with those lines, 35%, 16%.
But it's interesting, right? There's some correlation, much like a Seinfeld, or whatever that guy's name is, a Steinfeld. So, wow. Ta-da! 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 So that's the Daughter of Godcast, episode 118, Ketones. Yes, we've got a name for this episode now. Sounds kind of like a band name, Wilbur Waterfast and the Ketones. Okay, so the links to all this wild science is on the site dog.movie. But if you're reading this, which you're not, you're watching or listening to it, but if you are reading this, you already know that. And the point of this is that Daughter of God has some of those strange science themes happening. So we're going to be touching on those more in future episodes. Thank you very much for watching, listening, or reading this. I love you all. Mwah! Ba 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 ba